Akasha Delegin, the beautiful one. And so we are reading chapter 11, shopping. The currency currently in use in Tibet is the yuan, which is colloquially called kwai. In Tibetan, one kwai is called gomochik. Gomochik literally means one unit of currency. So in Nepal, gomochik can be used to refer to one Nepali rupee. In Tibet, the kwai is divided into 10 mao, called motse, and the mao is divided into 10 fen, pronounced fun. See numbers in the back of the book for a more complete number list. You may wish to purchase many things at bazaars in Tibet, but remember that if what you buy looks too old or valuable, the items may be confiscated as you leave the country. In most key instances, old means pre-1959. Don't be shy to bargain on the price of an item or trade it for something you have. Do some shopping around to find the going price, and remember that almost anything from the West is considered valuable. A good way to practice and learn vocabulary is to ask a salesperson the name of an item and its price. This way the names of things will become ingrained in your memory, as will the sounds of numbers and prices. Sometimes salespeople will bite stones to show you they are real. To test for true amber, they will rub it on the back of their hand or arm. Real amber lets off a musky resin-like smell when rubbed in this way. And it is said that if you wrap a single human hair around a piece of real ivory, it will not burn if touched by a lit match. And so, we'll continue on tomorrow. See Jamango.